In Afghanistan, thousands of people gathered today in Kabul's sports stadium to honor the legendary leader of the Northern Alliance, Ahmad Shah Massoud. He was killed a year ago today by two suicide bombers posing as journalists. Massoud supporters say the assassination was the work of al-Qaeda and linked to the attacks in New York and Washington 2 days later. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
Security was tight for this morning's ceremony at Kabul Sports Stadium following last week's car bomb attack in the capital and the attempt on the life of President Hamid Karzai. Today, soldiers set up roadblocks all over the city, searching cars for explosives. Helicopters of the International Security Force maintained a constant presence over the stadium. The Taliban used the stadium to hold public executions of those found to have violated its harsh interpretation of Islam. Today, Massoud's followers used it to glorify their departed leader, whose massive portrait hung on one wall of the stadium. The tone for today's event was set early with the playing of the new national anthem, formerly the anthem of Massoud's Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance, firmly in charge of the new government, even though the presidency is held by Mr. Karzai, an ethnic Pashtun. In the stands, women teachers in headscarves, not burqas, sang songs in praise of Ahmad Shah Massoud, and soldiers hoisted his picture at every opportunity. Massoud's former intelligence chief, Mohammad Fahim, now the powerful defense minister, spoke of Massoud's stature. On September 9th, we experienced a great loss, Fahim said, a loss as great to us as that felt by the United States and the rest of the world on September 11th. Massoud was a great leader, the man trying to liberate Afghanistan from the Taliban and al-Qaeda, Fahim said, and that's why they wanted him dead. Today's event was an invitation-only affair, a carefully choreographed exercise out of reach of most citizens such as these, collecting water from a pump just outside the stadium. Shopkeeper Abdul Khalik says he wishes he could have been inside.
I tried to go, but when I got there, I didn't have a card, so they wouldn't let me in. I wanted to pay my respect to Ahmad Shah Massoud. He was a good man, and he was a brave leader in the fight against the Soviets.
Not all Kabulis, however, were celebrating today, which is perhaps why soldiers were tasked early this morning to go round the city to make sure shopkeepers displayed Massoud's portrait in their windows. For many in Kabul, the photos are a reminder of a time when Massoud was defense minister in the last pre-Taliban government, when the city reeled under intense fighting between Massoud's forces and those loyal to other warlords. West Kabul's Demazang neighborhood was leveled in that fighting, shelled and rocketed into rubble by Ahmad Shah Massoud's forces, with many civilian casualties among the predominantly ethnic Hazara residents of the area. It is only now being rebuilt, a little bit at a time. Ahmad Reza is a 25-year-old Hazara laborer.
Every time I come here and see this, I feel like crying. If Ahmad Shah Massoud was such a good man, why did he destroy the city? I respect him for fighting against the Russians and the Taliban. But when I think about the destruction he caused in this part of town, I can't respect him at all.
Ahmad Reza may not be happy about today's commemoration, but with the Taliban gone and the international community imposing peace, his neighborhood is slowly coming back, and he feels confident that the kind of fighting that destroyed it is over. That, he says, is something worth celebrating. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.